You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Going stateside, live to Los Angeles, talking to DJ T-Rock. Played a few tracks from it already this morning. New release called The Sounds in Their Heads. Familiar with him at 95BFM from his work with Squashy Nice. Good morning, DJ T-Rock. Are you there?
Good morning, Angus. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, awesome. I'm glad you're coming through loud and clear. Hey, it sounds like you're just around the corner as opposed to being in Los Angeles. You're driving at the moment, are you?
I am, so hopefully I'll stay coming in loud and clear. Don't go into any dead zones.
I hope you're on hands-free.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'm sure that's a legal requirement. Hey, we've got you on the show this morning to talk about your new release, The Sounds in Their Heads. Now, this is a release just coming out under DJ T-Rock. At 95BFM, we're familiar with your work, DJ T-Rock and Squashy Nice. You've got another one coming out with Squashy Nice very soon as well, June the 30th. The new one that we're talking about this morning, The Sounds in Their Heads, is out now. Can we just start out just by talking about the difference between your releases with Squashy Nice and your own stuff?
Yeah, that's pretty easy. The difference is, you know, we both have our own different styles of production. And, you know, Squashy Nice lives in New York City and I live in L.A., so when we do things together, we have to kind of collaborate via the internet and we send ideas back and forth online. But when I'm by myself, you know, and I have ideas to create something, it's just a whole different process. Everybody's different, and everybody has their own way of making beats and producing and their own influences, and that's where we vary, that's as far as production goes. And along the same lines, it's similar in the sense that it's still, like, instrumental-based with a few guest artists. I'd say that's the glue that kind of remains the same.
Yeah, so the guest artists that you feature on this latest release, they're mostly rappers and MCs, is that correct?
It's quite a few vocalists on the new The Sounds in Their Heads album. I wanted to... This album for me was basically just trying to produce more and wanted to show that I am capable of producing not just MCs and rappers, but also vocalists, singers, and also still be able to keep the instrumental tracks going. It's just, this album's more of an experiment for me in seeing which directions I'm capable of going, like kind of testing myself as far as the production work goes and the sound of everything. It's also been very interesting seeing what people like. You know, you may send a track to a singer and they're like, I don't really like that. But you send it to a different singer and they're like, oh, I love this. So that's always, you know, different strokes for different folks, different tastes, and that's always an interesting thing.
Yeah, so. I'm pleased you've mentioned the singers. One of the tracks that we've played this morning that I particularly enjoy, one of the standout tracks from this latest release, The Sounds in Their Heads, Lucy featuring Skylar Love. It sounds like it's got a huge potential, that track. It's really nice.
Yeah, I love that track. And, you know, Skylar kind of jumped on board last minute. I think she was the last artist.
Wow.
The last one that I worked with. I had a bunch of tracks and I reached out to the label and said, hey, I'm looking for a singer. You guys know anybody over there? And one night, Dom, who represents Y Records, my label over there, she was in a club and she saw this girl singing. She's like, oh my gosh, I've got this girl. You got to give her a shot. And yeah, it just worked out that way. And we just kept communicating back and forth online and between me and her and the label, and we managed to get a pretty decent, solid track out of it. I love that song. She did a great job. She wrote all that herself, too. It was amazing. Amazing job.
Wow. Is that going to be released as a single, or are there any singles coming out on the album, off the album?
Well, currently the singles are Lucy and the track Oh No. Yeah, and then I don't know what will come after that, but I think this is going to be just a digital release only. I'm not sure if there will actually be any physical copies, so you can get it on Amazon and iTunes. You can hear it on Spotify, and it's also on our SoundCloud page as well, the DJ T-Rock and Squashy Nice SoundCloud. So, yeah, I figure nowadays most people are going to go and download things for their listening pleasure anyway. So,
devices.
Yeah, for their devices, exactly. So, But the DJ T-Rock and Squashy Nice album that comes out June 30th, I think that's the first time that DJ T-Rock and Squashy Nice as a group will actually have something on vinyl. So vinyl, CD, and cassette. So we're pretty psyched about that. We can't wait for that to drop.
Oh, wow, that's very exciting. Of course, you've been in this game for a long, long time now, and the kind of the diversity of the sounds. There's such a great kind of diversity of sounds on the record. I almost kind of find it hard to find the language to talk about it. This is not usually the kind of music that I would be tasked with reviewing. And, you know, At first listen, it kind of sounds like just a lot of stuff that could have come out at any time in the past, really, 20 years. But upon repeated listenings and closer listening, it's just jam-packed full of kind of great ideas and different kind of beats and kinds of songs. You know, you've got rappers and vocalists, and it's a really great package, I think.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, I was a little worried about that, and I've actually heard some feedback that it doesn't really have one sound to it, and
that's
that was
good. That's
thinking.
A strength.
Yeah, I wanted to, like I said, when I sit down to create something, I don't really think about making something sound so cohesive that every song sounds the same. I kind of wanted to test myself and push the envelope a little. And I wanted to make tracks that sounded different. Everything from rock style tracks to jazz tracks to straight up hip hop to beats. I kind of wanted to use a lot of different variations. And my other thought on that was that, you know, like I said, nowadays in this downloadable age, people. I don't know many people that buy entire albums anymore. I mean, personally, I feel like people will gravitate to a song or a couple of songs that they like, and they'll just download those songs. And that was just kind of my thinking. I wanted to be more versatile with everything. I had a lot of different sounds I wanted to explore and a lot of different types of artists that I wanted to work with. And you're hearing the result of those thoughts.
That different mode of music consumption as well, you know, I suppose that's kind of a generational thing, but we are moving quite far into the 21st century now, and you know, the whole new breed of music consumers are doing just that, I guess. You know, yeah, consuming songs and not really in the album format, like those of us who are a wee bit older, coming from the previous kind of century where things were a lot more tangible. I suppose we're kind of lucky that we've experienced that, but we've also got to be aware that it has changed, and you do need to kind of make things consumable for this new generation and new market that you know, do.
Yeah, you've got to adapt, yeah. You know, and that's probably the hardest thing for an artist, especially an artist who comes from the old school and is trying to make something stick in the now. I mean, that's a tough thing, but ultimately, man, as an artist, I think what you have to do is just go with what you know, do your best at what you can do, and put it out there. I mean, there's so many people out there, and myself included. I mean, I have a computer filled with tracks and songs that will probably never get heard because, you know, we all go through that thing where you're just not sure, like, oh, well, I don't know how this would do. I guess I should go ahead and take a chance and just release it. And I feel like that's the thing. You just got to take a chance and just put it out there.
Yeah, well, you do have this new release, and we wish you all the best of luck with it, because it's pretty solid. I think we have to wrap it up now. DJ T-Rock, thank you very much for giving us your time and coming on 95BFM Sunday Best, discussing your new release, The Sounds in Their Heads. We're going to finish up on that single we mentioned, Oh No, featuring Andy Greenfield.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Here it is.
Angus, thank you so much, man.
All right, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday in Los Angeles. Drive safely, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see you in New Zealand sometime.
Yes, sir. I'm hoping to get there soon.
Awesome. Okay, thank you, DJ T-Rock.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Girl, you were looking, oh, so fine. listen to your pictures. We posted online. We started talking and decided to meet. Went to my favorite bar to throw back some drinks. Got myself a whiskey. You got milk in a glass. Said you hated hip hop, rock and even jazz. I'm out.
We're just a no and a one night only. Can't have my number. No one to call me. You're just a no and a one night only. You make me say oh no. I'll just be lonely.
Red flags were raising all through the night. Me and you together, I knew wasn't right. I got you naked cause you wanted me to. Two single people, nothing better to do. Only thing in common was getting it all.
Sunday Best Show on BFM.
DJ T-Rock, that was a track of his new release, Oh No, featuring Andy Greenfield, new release, The Sounds in Their Heads. Check it out online, very easy to find there, just to Google DJ T-Rock.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.